Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's our show, Best Friend Forever, BFF Totes, the three best friends that anyone could ever have. Jason Wirth, who's getting ready for the Kentucky Derby.
Let's go.
With his horse, Flying Mohawk. We're 2 days away from the Derby. Jason, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm good. We might as well make it the four best friends because I brought Sean Kelly with me. I know you guys got, he's got a bone to pick with you guys. So I figured I'd just bring him. Him out right now and we guys can get it over with. And then we can talk about horse race.
Oh, what a heel turn.
Sean, did you get
what
your
a swerve.
Boots?
Wow. What a
you
swerve.
Know, you know, my boots got poopy yesterday on the track, so I'm ready for my new boots.
Hey, did you get the ones we sent?
We sent them.
We put them in the nice package.
It must still be in the mail.
Bro, what's up?
You sent them USPS, so you never send anything USPS.
Yeah,
that was our fault. I think it's to an old address.
Kelly, I've been listening to the pod, bro. You guys are doing big things.
Good. Just enjoying this ride and trying to get the podcast going. You know, we're trying to be media like you guys.
We're media.
Well, you guys are. They call it new media.
New media.
Yes. Yeah. We're the old guard.
Sean,
I have never seen you happier than I think it was the Ruby Stakes, right? Where Flying Mohawk gets the second place that's needed to get to the Derby. I thought you were about to just pick Wirth up like a WWE wrestler over your head and slam him down.
It's kind of like when you're in the bullpen and you watch the real players do the work, and then you cheer and you get excited and you get the ring. You know, that's
kind of
what I'm doing.
Awesome.
If you guys are watching the podcast, you must be watching it by yourselves with no kids in the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
My children.
I've had to hit the pause button a couple times.
My children are not allowed to enjoy your podcast. Tell people where they can listen to it, by the way, Jason.
Well, we've got some interest in some sponsorships, and you know, we might be going corporate soon, so we'll have to clean it up a little bit.
Oh, you're selling out.
You sellouts.
Let's go. I mean, come on. We're having
media.
Fun.
Of course we're sellouts. 2020.
No more cursing. The stories get edited a little bit, but at least we go mainstream. That's what we want, right?
Bingo. You
all
got
right.
It.
J-Dub, I want to talk about Flying Mohawk. So everywhere I look, I'm like trying to get information on this horse. Nobody's talking about this horse. Is he is he one of the bigger underdogs, or why is he not getting love?
Yeah, I mean, let's keep it right there. Let's not tell anybody. We'll get a good price on him. Look, he's come through the Jeff Ruby. He's a turf horse, ran on synthetic, ran on right. But you know, if you look on the numbers, on the figures, you know, he's definitely at a disadvantage. But turf horses, you know, poly horses, they don't run as big a numbers. So we don't actually know how he's going to do on Saturday. We have no idea how he's going to run on dirt. First time we've ran on dirt, but look, you know, life's about opportunities. This jockey that we're running on him was almost died in a bad motorcycle accident about 15, 18 months ago. And he's, you know, he rode on him at the Ruby, got him in the Derby. Who am I to tell this jockey and this horse that they aren't invited? We're going to run a different race. There's a million-dollar turf race we could run them in, but you know, you never know how they're going to run in that either. So why not take the shot in the Derby? You know, I keep saying that we'll never be back here, but here we are, back 2 years in a row. And look, I've been an underdog for my whole life and done things I never should have. And why not just take a shot at the Derby with a $70,000 turf horse? Seems to be about right.
Jason Wirth, our guy Sean Kelly, getting ready for the Kentucky Derby in 2 days. The horse is Flying Mohawk. So Nats fans, that's who you're going to want to be backing here in the Derby. I think 30-1 odds I saw on FanDuel.
Yeah, a few horses are. He's one of them.
This morning. I saw the interview you did with the jockey. It's an amazing story. You just kind of went through it, but the kid almost died. And you mentioned keeping him on the horse. So do you have a choice then? Like, when you get into the Derby, could you call up some legendary jockey and throw him on the horse and say, you go compete for us? And you just stuck with this kid anyway?
Yeah, no, I'm giving him his chance, man. We're giving him his opportunity. I got my opportunity when two guys got hurt in 2007. Michael Bourne, Shane Victorino went down, and Pat Gillick, you know, he could have trained for somebody, but he said, I'm giving you your chance. And, didn't come off the field for like 10 years after that. So I'm all about, you know, giving people opportunities if they deserve it. This kid deserves it. He rides with his hair on fire. You know, he's fearless, and he thinks he can be the best rider in the world. And I love that about him. But he got the job done. He got us here. So who am I to go against him? Flavian Pratt is available, one of the top jockeys in the world right now. But I don't think it's right. We're riding with our guy Joey Ramos.
Yeah, dancing with the guy that brung you. Let me ask you this. I know nothing. I'm a total ignoramus when it comes to this sort of thing. What would successful be in a Derby run? Like, you're obviously, it's already an amazing story that you're here. Like, what do you guys go, you know what, this is above the line and versus below where you'd be disappointed?
Well, look, I'm just one of those psychopaths that thinks you can always win. So I'm looking at him to win the race. I'll have him singled in all the pick threes, fours, and fives. Obviously, I'll make some other bets to cover in case he doesn't win. But I think the horse can run all day. Whether or not he likes the dirt when it comes down to it, we won't know till the gates open. But I know Joey's going to be riding him hard. He's going to have a late run to him with that long stretch at Churchill. Anything can happen. There's going to be a lot of pace in the race, which means it's going to be hot up front. The horse is going to be running fast, which is what we want. If it rains, it'll be a sloppy track. That'll help us out. So a lot of things got to go your way to win the Derby, no doubt. But, the favorites don't win this race most of the time. So anything can go, and it typically does. And we're here, we're live, and we'll be freaking out. And hopefully, you know, no one passes out before the race, including Sean.
Yeah, well, Sean, I guess you got to watch. Are you going seersucker on Saturday? What are you going to be wearing?
We've all got a little bit of a neon theme, because I don't know if you've seen this, but his colors are pretty bright. So
one sponsor we do have is Sir Mazur, suit maker. They made us suits for the Oaks and Derby. We're hosting the SI Club at Churchill on Friday and Saturday. Friday's Livy Dunn, and Saturday's me and Sean. So if you're looking for a place to hang out on Derby Day,
wait, Libby Dunn's at your party, or is she just throwing a party in the same place the day before?
No, we're at the SI Club. She's, you know, the Oaks is the, on Friday is the girls' race, right? It's a pink themed day, and Libby Dunn's the ambassador for Sports Illustrated at the SI Club on Friday, and we are on Saturday.
Just incredibly attractive people in the same place, just on different days.
Right, very similar.
That's what it is.
You guys aren't. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't take it personally if I told you I'd rather go to the Friday party, would you?
Well, when you buy tickets, you get Friday and Saturday.
Oh, then I'll be there. No problem.
I get the math. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I get psyched for Sean Kelly.
We're Sean Kelly guys. But
let's tell some old good old Matt Williams stories at the Kentucky Derby. But I got to meet Livy first. That's all.
We get it. That's what it's all about. Hey, I don't know if you saw the promo, but they put out a flyer to announce it, and there was a picture of her, and then there was a picture of me.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it, it's worth finding, because of all the pictures that they could have found of me, they picked, like, I don't know, maybe the most scariest.
I think what he's trying to say, is most people are trying to just get one-day tickets on Friday.
Yeah, I get that.
I thought they were trying to promote the deal.
How about Race for the Crown? So, Danny, are you up on this?
No,
file. So this Netflix series.
Oh, come on, Danny, get it together.
Sorry, I was just looking up the picture. Jason, you're right. It looks like... like, the caption should read, Jason Wirth before a crime. Like, look at... like, so... look, see, there's Livy Dunn. I'm just showing Grant Livy Dunn first.
I'm very familiar with her work.
Now look at Jason.
You're sick.
Jason? You're sick. No, I'm a big LSU gymnastics guy, you creep.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, exactly. I was a gymnast. You wouldn't know now, but it was... back when I played.
Uneven bars, you know.
Jason, that looks like while he was driving on that road really fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right after, actually. Right after I got the gun pointed at me.
It was right after you told the cop you played for the Nats, and he said he didn't care.
Yeah.
Just cosplaying as a vampire on that thing. That's tough.
You get grumpy when you get held at gunpoint.
It's just not the same. I've actually had one of those experiences. We should share some stories. Mine, though, was I came out of a Chipotle. That was my crime. And they thought that I stole my car that I didn't steal. It was my vehicle. And there were several officers of the law there that thought I was a really bad guy, I will say.
Surrounded.
I thought you're going somewhere with like coming out of a LSU gymnast meet, but you went a different direction.
No, I was not on the LSU gymnastics.
I had these binoculars from a tree.
Right. Not at that time. But Danny, Race for the Crown. So this is literally the thing you and I love.
Yes.
It's Netflix behind the scenes access about things that we tangentially know, you know, nothing about, but mm-hmm. watch from afar, and you learn so much. Worth's involved in this. It's all about the horse racing industry and the
that's awesome
lead up to the Derby. It's very, very good. Were cameras around you constantly? What was that like? Was that intrusive?
So going into it, you sign this waiver, which basically you sign your life away, and then they have cameras all around. They have mics on you. You gloss over it because you don't know what they're going to use or how it's going to be shot. But like the reality of it is, like, if the horse doesn't win one of the races, like as soon as the race is over, they come get the stuff off you, and like all that stuff gets erased because it's, you know, they shoot it fast paced and it's got to be focused on the winner. So at the Belmont, there was a different crew that wasn't even Netflix that was on us. And so they shared that footage, and it was a group that is definitely less known than Box to Box. So, there's always cameras around the races for the owners. Not that big a deal. We're used to having cameras on us or whatever, but, at the end of the day, when it came on at like 3 a.m., they released it like 3 a.m. Eastern, and, going into it, like I was fairly nervous as what they were going to use or how they were going to portray us, because they can make you look however they want. So after set our alarms, we got up 3 o'clock, we watch it, and after the first two episodes, Julie and I looked at each other, we're like, oh my god, they're gonna crush us. if you watch the show after the first two episodes, you're like, these people are idiots, like what is wrong with these people in horse racing. So we were definitely very pleased with how it came out. They took care of us. Fortunately for us, we aren't like some of those other people in the sport, and we do know how to celebrate though, and that was captured, which was pretty cool. Sean's part of the cameo in it when he says, you know, "F those glasses," right, mm-hmm. right in the camera's face. That got left off, and it was an amazing experience. It was once in a lifetime deal to win a race like that, a Triple Crown race, and then to have the cameras there to capture it. We're just lucky. I mean, I looking back on it, we were like, oh, we might actually make the documentary now that we won a big race. So it was never like we were never going into it thinking that we were actually being the show, right? Because you have to win big race. But it was pretty cool. I thought it was good. You guys enjoy it? Or
I'm midway through it. I've loved it. But this is my favorite thing. We talk about this on the show all the time. Like I don't really watch a ton of golf, but with Full Swing, I'm all in. Or F1.
Yeah, I don't watch Formula One, but that documentary is incredible.
Like whatever this genre is, was made for me. I'm a Hard Knocks guy, and I just want the behind the scenes. But you guys got to check it out. It's 6 episodes. It's all available to binge right now on Netflix, leading up to the Derby, Race for the Crown. So you mentioned you're 2 years in a row in the unlikeliness of that. Can you explain just how insane this is? I remember talking to someone, a guest we had on before the Derby last year, and they were basically saying like this was a once in a lifetime thing for you guys to be there, and now you're there this year. And what is the difference? Did you own more of that horse or this horse, or like what is the deal there?
Yeah, I mean, I was a minority owner in Dornick. I own 10%, and you know, people run their mouths and talk smack on social media and say, "What an idiot, this guy owns 10% of Dornick and acts like he owns the whole thing." And I'm like, yeah, like, well, what percentage did you own? And like, I don't, 10% was enough. I felt like I owned the whole thing.
I mean, dude, if I own 10% of a horse that's competing in the Derby, You're going to think yeah. I won the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I'll be obnoxious.
Right. I'm not sorry, but this year it's a little bit different. I own 50% of Flying Mohawk, so I'm the majority owner. It's kind of my show. I'm getting all the. I've got the limo from Churchill. I've got all the paddock passes, the pins, and it's pretty much however I want to do it. But I only got two other partners in this: Jeff Berry, former baseball CAA agent, and Sean Coletta. So we got a tight group. We all get along well, and the sport is all about who you do it with. And that'll be the cool part on Saturday. We'll all be together in the owner's suite and cheering on Flying Mohawk at a big price, probably 30-1 right now. We'll see what happens after Sean gets done betting him. He'll probably bet him down. him and Scherzer will have some money on him.
I'm putting my reliever money on him, and Scherzer's going to move the whole line when he comes in.
Yep. Is Max coming to the Derby?
No, he's trying to play baseball still at age 50 or whatever.
Poor Maxie. Like, yeah, he's not on the mound as much as we'd like.
His full legal name has been changed to Max Scherzer IL.
Wow.
Well, look, if you could trick a team into paying you $15 million, you'd do it too.
100%. I'll do it right now.
Trick a team. My guy was nasty when he was healthy. You guys are both being too harsh.
He's a Hall of Famer, but he's hurt now.
No, you can't take.
I mentioned this a couple of answers ago, but what are the other owners think of you guys when you think of a horse owner? You know, I don't think of Jason Worth respectfully. I think of
pony is J-Dub's whole point,
and that's kind of the bit, right?
Yeah, he's
They're
like
stuffy.
Breaking the wall down.
What are they? What? Are, what's fine. The reaction been to you guys?
But who cares? That's our whole point. That's why we started Icon Race, and Sean and I, we got a podcast. We're bringing new owners into the sport. We're crowdfunding. We raised $3 million last year, and at $100,000 clip, anybody can come in, own horses, and compete with the big dogs. I mean, yeah, we're up against the Sheiks of Dubai and the Micropolis and the billionaires of the world, but when you get drafted as a first rounder or a 50th rounder, when you get on the field in A ball, no one cares what level you were drafted or what they got paid. You're all the same, the same level, and that's how horse racing is. This is your chance to compete against the billionaires of the world.
You guys raised $3 million, by the way, and that was before you even asked me and Danny for money. So imagine how much you'll have now.
Tens of dollars.
We're not that poor, but we may not be for everyone. We're different. They all want a little piece of the fun that we have. So hopefully we change that energy up.
Sean, you're a Louisville guy. I remember you were a big Lamar Jackson fan back when you won that bet and we sent you those boots right away. You may remember.
Yeah, like literally any day you're getting them.
What color are those?
Yeah, I don't know what color they are.
You wearing those today, by the way? Are you going to wear them to the Derby? You let us know.
No, I've got my other ones on. They're all muddy.
Got some really nice ones, nice boots on right now.
Yeah. Those are ours. Those are the ones we sent.
The ones we sent them to, by the way. Like, yeah, I thought they were gorgeous.
Brown or tan, depends on how the light hits them.
The light.
Do the light when it gets there?
Yeah.
The sun?
But you're a Louisville guy.
Ostrich? Are they the ostrich skins one?
What, yeah. Is that the nicest one, Jason? That's the nicest one, right?
It's up there.
Top of the line.
Yeah. Right. Then those are the ones we sent him for sure.
Yeah. There was some rhino involved for some reason.
They were made out of a flamingo and dinosaur.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Rhino ass. You got some rhino ass.
Were you always a horse racing guy, or is this just your guy Jason's involved and you're going to support his horse? Like, what's your background?
Well, to be honest, you can't grow up in Louisville and not kind of know what's going on and kind of pay attention more than anybody else. But I mean, I wasn't crazy into it. To me, this is all stuff. Even growing up here and playing in the big leagues is just not real. Like, you don't do this unless you're a billionaire. You've got a million horses or born into it. So. For me to be able to be on this ride with Jason and be his hype man and make those cameos on Netflix, cheering him on is an unbelievable ride for me as well.
It never dawned on me, Danny, but maybe this is all Kelly's fault. He could have built the bridge all these years. He was coming in studio. He's our guy. He's mm-hmm. Jason's guy. But there was
could have been the ambassador between the two warring nations.
Why didn't you bring the two countries together? You had years to do it. You know, to this end
this opportunity
feud.
Lost, guys. You can't go back. You guys had your chance.
The amount of great segments we missed out on is
unbelievable.
I blame Sean Kelly.
You guys thought I was somebody that I wasn't. You ran your mouths one too many times.
Oh, come
on. Sean tried to cover it up, but hey, here we are. We're all friends now.
Ask him what he thinks of his critics.
I already know where
they
can
kiss him. Oh, we heard that publicly. Yeah.
The only thing that was missing during that was when he said, Grant and Danny can, instead of...
if you knew our names, you would have.
Yeah. That, although, I would have... let's be honest. That would have been so much better.
That would have been the greatest promo of all time for us. Yeah.
Open, you know? Like,
you guys... I've been in the news lately, again, for... obviously for the horse racing deal, Flying Mohawk, but I've been... maybe hypercritical of the New York Mets. Have you guys following any of this stuff?
I've
said some things that have riled up the Mets fan base once again.
We've been on the wrong end of that fan base's anguish a couple of times. They're very loud and annoying.
Yeah,
we all agree on that.
I thought it'd be funny because Mike Rapoli, he's a Mets fan. He's one of the biggest owners in the sport. He's a a big rival of mine, obviously, in this sport. He runs the Mets colors. He was on the Netflix documentary. You might have seen it. He's from Mike from Queens. I thought it'd be funny to start taking shots at the Mets just for fun. Now people, I'm getting death threats again.
Now the death threats.
Here come the death threats by the Mets fans. But it's all good. I just figured maybe they could take a joke, because like. They kind of are a joke, so it's like maybe you can say jokes. I don't know.
But let's be honest. You played for the Nats. You played for the Phillies. You don't buy many drinks in those towns. You don't care what Mets fans think.
No. It's just fun that, there's not really many rivalries in horse racing. It's fun to ruffle some feathers and get Mike Rapoli all fired up. He hasn't even seen my comments yet. I don't even know if he cares. He's got other things to worry about. I know he's busy drinking vitamin water. I don't know, but we drew the post next to him in the race. So our suite is right next to his, and it's like there's like this little brick wall, and the chairs, the sofas kind of line up next to each other. So your heads are right next to each other. So like we won't be but 3 feet apart all Saturday. It should make for some good banter and good times. We need to liven the sport up of horse racing. I think it's the greatest sport in the world. It's awesome sport for retired athletes. We started Icon Racing to bridge the gap and bring new owners into the sport. And it can just be an unbelievable experience. I never thought we'd be here, back to back 2 years in a row in the Kentucky Derby, but here we are.
It's
and moving forward, we got Icon Racing and iconracing.com. Check us out.
All right. So I got a dumb horse racing question before we let you go then. I've heard you guys talk on the pod about like the post position, and there are certain ones I feel like that either you can't win from or that are really bad. So what did you guys draw? I guess it sounds like that's already happened. And what's good and bad there? Like what did you draw?
You're really up to date on this horse racing thing. So on last Saturday, they did the draw. They did done it for the last 150 years. And we drew post 11.
Okay.
And kind of going into it, we didn't want to be too close to the rail. We would be too far outside. So seven to 14 is what my trainer said. But since we're doing this club SI ambassador deal, I think it's 1 through 13 have access into the SI club, and then 14 through 20 have access into the paddock club. So if we would have drawn 14 to 20, all of our people would have been on another side of the track, pretty much, not the track, but the paddock. So I was hoping for like 13 to like maybe 7. So 11 was right in the middle of that. So I think we drew a good post. It's going to be a good time. We got all my family and friends are coming. I tell people, in professional sports, you win with your teammates. You win and lose with your teammates. You do it on the field with the guys that you have to be around. You make it work. And then if you win at the highest level or any level, you wave to your family and friends up in the – up in their seats, up in the booth, whatever it is. And then later, you meet them in the tunnel for a moment, and you try to recreate, that moment of winning and just the joys of all that. But the moment's lost, right? It's 15, 20 minutes go by. In horse racing, you win and lose with your favorite people, your friends, your family, your kids, your parents, and it creates a bond, everlasting experience. It's unlike any other sport, and that's what's cool about horse racing. That's what we're offering with Icon Race.
Well, it's going to be cool.
It's awesome, man.
We're going to be rooting for you, Flying Mohawk. I'm sure there will be. It's going to be a heck of a party. I hope it's a lot of Nats showing up and hanging out. I'm sure you'll have The VIP list I saw you had Matt Williams on it, so he'll be there, I'm sure.
He'll be there.
He's going to be front and center. And then C.B. Buckner's on the list, which I didn't see coming either. So it's quite a list you put together, J-Dub. Yeah.
That one got me.
Well, you know what? Let's let bygones be bygones. And,
he's ready for the
weekend.
We've moved
on to horse racing. I'm even on your show. It's like the third or fourth time I've come on your show. You guys, get Matt on here.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We'll try to make that happen.
You know what? That's a great bit. We're going
to
work
on that. I've got my MARGA hat on right now. I'm here to make horse racing great again. Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to get a flying mohawk hat. I won't get it in time for the race, I guess. But I'm gonna have to support. All right, now, how does that work?
Jackson's got a website. He's slinging merch.
There we go.
Flymohawk.com. We'll have some stuff up on our website, iconracing.com, going forward. Let's get you guys maybe up to the Preakness if we end up there.
Hell yeah. If you guys are in the Preakness, we'll see you there. Sean, we miss you, buddy. Be good.
See you, boys.
Miss you guys, too. Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you.
The boots, by the way, I just checked. They should be delivered at, like, noon tomorrow, so you'll have them in time.
Got you.
You'll have them.
8 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Our guy, Sean Kelly.
From those 10 ostriches.
And our guy, Jason Wirth. A Kentucky Derby. How about that? Flying Mohawk. 2 days away.
Man. First of all, what a ride we just went on.
That was
a lot of things happened.
Didn't see Sean Kelly joining us.
We didn't have that in the office pool.
No.
We know the dump button works, so we're good there. Good. That was a good test and everything.
We had two bad words.
Yeah,
25 minutes with the lads.
That's not bad.